Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. It's your go-to place for entertaining car talk, the In Wheel Time car talk show. Today, our special broadcast from the 2023 Houston Auto Show at NRG Center. Just ahead, another guest from this weekend's show. Jeff has a feature on Cadillac going to the dark side.
Yes!
Later, we'll have the stories making automotive news headlines, along with Conrad's Car Clinic. All straight ahead on this special edition of the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Mars, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin.
We do.
And the famous and popular chief engineer of this fine program, the incredible and multi-talented David Ainsley. Thank you for joining us. And while we wait for our next interview, I thought what we'd do is we would do something that I bypassed last hour. And that was This Week in Auto History.
Mm-hmm.
So Conrad has that. I love this feature. And if you're watching on a video, then you can see pictures that Conrad has put together. And if not, you can just listen to the story of a man named Jed, poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
Do you know the vehicle that they rode from Tennessee to Beverly Hills in was an Oldsmobile?
Was it really?
Yes.
It was an Olds. That's perfect. I wonder where that car is today.
It's in some museum.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still around.
I think it's been recalled.
No, it wasn't a Ford.
That wasn't a Ford. That's right.
So in 1920, the Lincoln Motor Car Company was founded this week and then was later acquired by Ford Motor Company just 2 years later. Under Ford's protective wing, the Lincoln brand flourished, and Lincoln Continental would become one of the world's most famous luxury cars. Also in 1920, Euro Matsuda, I usually do all those names for Jeff.
Yeah, you do.
when he has to do the piece for me.
Euro,
and formed a company called Toyo Cork, a business that makes cork. And in 1920, that was founded in Hiroshima, Japan. Just over a decade later, the company produced the first automobile and eventually changed its name to Mazda.
Was it? Wait a minute. It was formed in 1920 in Hiroshima.
Correct.
Did it?
In 1945, it had a delay in operation.
There's a hole in the roof.
There's a hole.
Yeah, sometime in August, they had a delay.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. I wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page here.
And it became Mazda. Today, Mazda is known for affordable, quality performance vehicles, including the Miata, which is the world's best-selling two-seat roadster. In 1931, Toyo Cork produced a thing called the Mazda Go, which is a three-wheeled vehicle that resembled a motorcycle in front with a cargo container on the back.
Gotta go.
That's kind of cool.
Gotta go.
In 1965, this week, the Shelby GT350 version of the Mustang sports car was developed by American auto racer and car designer Carroll Shelby. The Shelby GT350 featured a 306 horsepower 289 V8, which remained in production right through the end of the 60s.
But you know, 300 horsepower in a little bitty car that weighed nothing was a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was a very well-performing car. The thing I thought was the coolest.
It hauled donkey.
Yeah.
Monty the donkey. Monty the singing donkey.
Yes.
The thing I thought was cool about it is they sold a bunch of them. They sold a bunch of them to Hertz, and Hertz rented them out, and they were actually called GT350Hs,
mm-hmm.
And it was somewhat well known that people would go rent them from Hertz and take them straight to the track and race them and then just return them to Hertz.
Yep.
Well, that's
sometimes,
what I would have done.
Sometimes they would return them without the original engine in them. They would jerk the Shelby engine out, throw it in their Mustang,
brilliant,
throw their regular 289 in the Hertz and return it to Hertz.
Hey, I rented it that way.
Yeah, I rented it
that way.
Uh-huh. How fun.
So, and then in 1979, the series.
Oh. Is this my cue?
Yeah. The series of cool cars led by the General Lee, Bo and Luke Duke's 69 Dodge Charger series was first launched on television. and to a degree became an automotive history lesson because there was a lot of fun cars that went through the show over the years. And then finally in 1981, the first DeLorean DMC-12 was completed. The DeLorean DMC-12 started the company bearing John Zachary DeLorean's name. And he was an engineer at the Detroit's biggest brands. While working at General Motors, DeLorean quickly rose through the ranks to become a top executive with Pontiac, earning credit for creating some of the company's most iconic vehicles, the GTO, the Firebird, the Grand Prix, in the early 70s. And then he transferred over to Chevrolet and was instrumental in the Chevy Vega.
I did not know that.
So he was creating great cars at Pontiac, but not at Chevrolet.
Turned out a turd for called the Vega. I own two of them, by the way. A 72 and a 74 Vega. I didn't get enough hurt and enough misery in the first one, so I thought I'd give it another go.
Gentlemen, there's a gentleman out here that just tapped me on the shoulder. He wants to know your opinion of the Bronco versus... He's buying a new vehicle today, and he wants to know. Jeep Wrangler or the new Bronco?
You hold on. Let's finish this, and then we'll do that.
So again, this would be the week back in 1981 that the DeLorean was first released to the public. Somewhat underpowered, to say the least, but a cool vehicle.
What a horrible motor.
Really got its infamy in the Back to the Future movies.
I know. Yeah, and now there's a new one.
Yeah, there's a DMC 13 or something. I've got pictures of it. I'll put it up on our social media.
Okay.
So he was asking Bronco or Jeep. Kind of depends on what you want to do. If you're looking for something that's truly going off-road, Jeep. If you're looking for something that's utilitarian but that you're probably going to drive mainly on the street, I would Jeep or Bronco. It just depends on what you think of the style of the two of them. I would say if you're going off-road, it's all about Jeep. If you're not going to go off-road, I think Bronco would kind of fit the bill as well.
I mean, they're priced similar, and the fact that it's a different thought process. You know, obviously, the Wrangler has been around since World War II, theoretically, or as Mars would put it,
theoretically.
But... the Bronco has been around since the 1960s, and there's a lot of heritage there as well. The Bronco is a brand new vehicle, all newly designed and everything. I've driven both the two-door and the four-door. I like them both, but not that we've actually heard of any major problems.
Nope.
The only problem the Bronco had was with the removable top, and the color wasn't right. It apparently faded, and so they recalled them all.
And
those that they had on the lot, they actually took them back into the factory, put new tops on them, and so that was the only problem that they have actually had that I am aware of.
Yep.
I think that both of them are certainly worthy. If you're looking for horsepower, I guess they're kind of similar depending on what engine that you get. Wrangler, I think, now offers a four-cylinder with 300 horsepower.
And they offer an E version of it,
right?
The 4xE. I don't think they've put a hybrid or an E version of the Bronco together yet.
There's a big price difference, like most vehicles, especially when it comes to big trucks like that and Wranglers. You can get the base model.
Four-cylinder turbo.
Four-cylinder. Well, not just engine-wise, but I mean as far as... you know, tires and wheels and off-road ability. You can get a two-wheel drive Jeep Wrangler. And so which way do you want to go? Do you want to go with that, more traditional look, or do you want to go for the retro kind of newish Bronco that Ford has come out with that's a direct competitor, which Wrangler has not had?
Right.
You know, and so, you know, if you can get a Bronco, that's the biggest thing because there is a huge, long waiting list to get them.
Yeah, well, you'll find that out when you go.
And typically when there's low availability, they hold for a higher price.
Yeah, well, they certainly go for at least MSRP. Now, I can't speak for pricing on the Wrangler, but I would definitely shop both of them and We'll keep that. If you want something now, it's probably going to be a Wrangler.
Have you taken a ride at Camp Jeep yet?
You
go
need
take
to
take a
do
ride
that.
At Camp Jeep. Get behind the wheel of, or get behind the seat of one and let them explain to you its capabilities.
Now, you have to subscribe now to the show since you've got all that information for free.
I have not heard
that. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. I have not heard that, and there's been no engine recalls for that at all.
That we know of, yeah.
That we know of. So thank you. Go over there and get in line and take a ride. You'll love it.
Tell them Don sent you.
Man. Thanks. Yeah. You have a good day.
That was pretty cool.
That was fun.
That's why we're here.
All right, Mr. Mars.
Howdy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Patiently waiting down here with D3 Motorsports is Darren Bradley.
Yes, sir. I'm back. I'm back again,
guys. We talked to him a couple of years ago. They are D3 Motorsports has a place back over here. They do wraps. They do a lot of things so that after you figure out which vehicle you want and you want to do a little extra to it to personalize it.
In other words, so you can take your $80,000 Corvette that really looks good and you can turn it gold.
I can do that.
Is that you right down
that's,
here?
That's definitely us right there. We've wrapped this guy probably about 12 of his cars, and they've all been a mixture of the gold, green, chrome green, and we did right. This one's actually the second time it's been wrapped this year. Actually, we did it chrome red first, and then he was like, "Nah, I need to go back to the gold." So we went back to the gold.
How much does a wrap like that cost to install?
A wrap on that one for the chrome, it usually starts about $8,500.
Because that's more difficult to do than just a straight color.
Oh, man, you have no idea.
Oh, I do. You look at it.
Yeah.
It's truly what an incredible job. How many weeks did it take for you to put that on there?
Oh, it didn't take that long, man. My guys are real experienced. They've actually done lots of cars like that. So they can probably turn one around in about a week and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, we always tell people 2 weeks for a wrap, but usually we can turn them around in about a week, week and a half.
So do you find a lot of people come to you to get a wrap just for a color change, or is there another purpose for them to wrap?
A little bit of both. I mean, we got a lot of clients that come in. Like you said earlier about the Bronco, you may get a red one that you don't really want red, and you that may have the interior options you want, but not the color. So you bring it to us, we wrap it whatever color you want. When it's time to trade it in, you just peel it off and take it to the dealership. They're like, wow, this paint looks great.
Well, looks brand new. Yeah,
exactly.
Because it is.
Exactly.
Been hiding underneath.
Exactly. So we get a lot of people like that. A lot of people that have their cars for a while, they just want to change up the color. You know, they want something new. So they'll do that and they'll do wheels and everything else.
Do you also do work truck wraps?
Yes, sir. We do. We
with
do a lot of
advertising on the side?
Of course. We do a lot of graphics and stuff like that for cars.
Mars?
And trucks. yeah, we can do
all I'm listening.
We guys get you guys a truck outfitted also. We do graphics for different companies, landscape companies. We've done some for charity work and stuff like that for like their organizations, for nonprofits and stuff like that.
Well,
too.
We're charity.
As you guys,
we're nonprofit.
Yeah, we definitely nonprofit.
Well, I'm a business. I am too. So you know.
Tell me about D3 Motorsports. How did you get started?
Well, as a kid, you know, I always wanted to be, you know, a police officer. Most kids want to be a police officer. You know, firefighter. I wanted to be a race car driver. And actually, that's why I had a passion for cars. So I had go karts. I raced motorcycles. I did BMX. I did all that stuff. So when I got my first license, I started doing my own car thing. I was fixing up, and people were always asking me, hey, where'd you get this from? Where'd you get that? And my buddies was like, man, you need to get paid for this. Stop telling people all this free information. Yeah. I was like, So we came up with a name, and then here we are. So we have a passion for cars. We love it. You see us a lot of the car meets around town and stuff like that. So we started off as a wheel company, just doing wheels and tires. And then eventually we got into the wraps, so we got ceramic coatings, window tint, paint protection films, and all that stuff too. So
where
we're
are you
all
located?
One-stop shop. We just moved to a beautiful location off of 1638 West Sam Houston Parkway. It's 9,000 square feet, all AC'd, and we have a beautiful location over there, a nice waiting room, a beautiful garage and everything else, and we're right there.
Are you female friendly over there?
Oh, man, you know what? I have one of the first females in the auto industry that does PPF. She's wonderful. Her name is Erica. She does all of our PPF work, and she's been doing a splendid job. She does an outstanding job on all the cars. And so she does ceramic coatings as well as the PPF installations.
So if our female listeners want to get something done like that, wrap or whatever it is, they'd feel comfortable coming into your place.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah. We make everybody feel comfortable. We have something for everybody.
And I would think that probably from a female perspective, it's a whole lot less intimidating to come and talk to you about a wrap than going and talk to somebody about doing a paint job.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. The good
thing
about
everything that's involved in.
Right, right. We actually have a lot of people ask us that question. I say wraps, I mean, they're two different aspects, but actually a wrap is a little bit better, I believe, in my opinion, just because if you wrap your car, you can always remove that. If you paint it, you can't really remove that. And if somebody looks at a Carfax and say, hey, man, why'd you paint the car? Did you wreck it or something like that happened
right,
to it?
Right, right, right.
You know, that kind of diminishes the value a little bit. And, you know, with a wrap, it doesn't do that.
So you're here at the your automotive show. You've got a display set up. Have you done any boats?
We've done boats before in the past. We don't do too many of them, but we do boats, yeah.
And what's the most unique thing you've wrapped?
The most unique thing I've wrapped? Let's see.
Christmas gifts for Dustin.
Yeah, 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 when he gets them, yeah, when he's good, yeah. We've done some of everything. We've done some boats. We've done, like, one of my guys, he's done water tower over, I think there's one, I forgot what town it was, we did a water tower there. We've done trucks, I mean, motorcycles, everything. We've done helmets. We can do cool little helmets and stuff like that. So
you mentioned wheels a couple of times, and I was looking at your display over there. Do you actually wrap wheels or something?
We install them. We can sell wheels and install them. We have a touchless machine, so it won't scratch your wheels and things like that. A lot of people come over to us for that. They get high-end wheels. They buy them from us, or they buy them somewhere else, have us install them, just because they know that we can't. Our machine will not scratch your wheel at all.
Well, so the struggle with doing wheels and tires, especially the ultra-low-profile tire, is getting the tire on the wheel without damaging it.
That's always a struggle, yes. And that's why we invested back into the company, got that machine, yeah, so we can do it touchless.
Yeah, so the Corgi?
No. It's a Hunter Revolution, a big, okay, big $45,000 machine. It's huge.
You've got a Lamborghini or something, the black one back there. It says AB. Is that Alex Bregman's Lamborghini? Or?
That's a good no, it's not his. No, it's my buddy AB. We wrapped his car. He brought us his car pretty much almost brand new to him when he got it. We wrapped it, and what you see on the car now, it was like a purplish, pinkish color, and we put a film on it called Flexi Shield, which is actually a cosmetic designer PPF now. So we have colors. You can do black, you can do blues, greens, whatever else, and it's also thick like a paint protection film that doesn't damage the paint. So you can look at his car right now. We brought it because he's going on a couple of rallies with the car, and you can see how it's pitted up in the front, and we'll just remove that after the show and put it back on. But that gives you an idea of what your paint would look like if you didn't have PPF on there.
Gotcha.
Are you talking about the pink ride back there?
No, there's a Lamborghini behind it. But the pink one, she's a new client. She came to us and said she wanted to do her Range Rover in pink. I said, hey, we do a wrap every year at the auto show. Let us use it at the auto show. It'll be something eye-catching. And some of my guys are back there doing a live wrap at the auto show right now, and they'll be finished by tomorrow comes.
Really?
So that's the reason it's kind of pink and gray right now.
Right.
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress, yes, sir.
And are you protecting the wheels for some reason?
We do that for dust because, you know, with wrap, it's very static clingy. So, obviously, you don't want to put it on the fender, and then all of a sudden the dust that's static, it comes off the wheel onto the wrap, yep, and you'll see it through the wrap.
Carpeting, too.
Exactly. All the carpeting and the little fuzz balls. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Because when we brought it over here, unfortunately it was a monsoon outside that day. So
yeah.
But yeah.
Huh. Cool. Plus you got people like Jeff drooling on them. And
yeah, that happens.
That happens. I mean, yeah. you know, you lay across them and stuff like that, you know.
So I noticed that there are some of the body modules that are taken off of that truck. Tell me about that.
Typically, when we get a car in for wrap, we do a number of steps to get it where it's supposed to be at. So we get the car and we wash it really good. We clay bar it. We inspect the car. So when we get ready to do a wrap, we actually take off your fenders. We take, not your fenders, your bumpers, your grill, your headlights, your taillights, your emblems. We take off the side mirrors. We often take off the, unfortunately, this car, we didn't have to take them off because they go into the car. But we take off the door handles and everything, too, because the idea of a wrap, you don't want anybody to see what color the car was, and that's what we take pride in. So we want to tuck everything nice and neat. We'll make sure it's hidden, cover the edges of the curves.
Door jams, all that.
Door jams, too. Door jams are another, you know, work in itself because we have to take off the doors to do it. So we actually do the door jams, take off the doors.
Wow.
We actually do the inside door panels. So it's funny enough, we had a guy about a month ago brought over his brand-new Escalade V. It was white, black interior. He wanted to do a color called Vampire Red. And so he said, hey, I want you to do the door jams. And I was like, okay, we can do that. So what color? So we want to do them black. So we took the doors off, door jam. So now when you look at the car, you cannot see any white on that car. You can't tell what color it was before. You'd actually have to take off the like fenders and stuff to see the white, but that's about it. So we want to look like that every time.
How long did that job take?
That one took us a full 2 weeks because of the extra stuff we had to do to take off the doors and everything else.
Dude, you'd have to put me in the insane asylum to do that. I mean, you have got to have attention to detail like no tomorrow.
So is that more than the 85 or 8900?
Yeah, that's around about $11,000, $12,000 range for that. Yeah.
Very labor intensive.
Oh, yeah, very labor intensive. Because actually, we go back and we cut around the sticker like for your VIN number. So I've seen some guys actually cover that and they don't cut it out. We go and cut all that stuff out. Your stickers are on the door jam so you can see all the important information you need to see.
Tire. Right. Inflation rate.
Right, all that stuff. Your VIN number, all that stuff, yeah.
But it's still cheaper than a repaint.
Yes, sir, and it's better for the vehicle. It doesn't diminish the value of the vehicle, too. So, yeah, repaint, you'd probably have to take that whole car apart again and just tape it off and do all that stuff. But this, you don't have to do that.
So, do you have a website?
Yes, sir. It's d3motorsports.com. We also have an Instagram page. It's at d3motorsports, and you can check us out. So, we have a bunch of cool videos and kind of demonstrations and things like that you can look at. And so give us a follow. We'd love to get you guys on our see our channel.
You need to autograph that cup in front of you there if Mike's got the pen.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to take that back to the studio with us.
Oh, I'd love to, man. This will be awesome.
Well, listen, I can't thank you enough. I mean, it's informative and truly amazing what you do. Because even just the vehicles that you've got over there, I saw that gold Corvette. I thought, God, look at the attention to detail on that wrap.
If you look at you talk about attention to detail. If you look at that car, we actually put his initials under the wrap so it goes around, it embows it in the wrap. And then also, if you look at the engine bay, we actually did some engine bay on that too. We did the gold on the engine bay part too. So
to make it all match.
Exactly. Oh, so cool. We like to do little stuff like that for our clients just to show that little bit of an extra mile, extra detail we like to do for our clients, each and every car that comes to the shop.
What happens if you've got one that's got, you know, some bad rock chips in it where the actual paint is missing? Well, how do you handle that?
We can actually touch it up, or a lot of clients, if they don't care about the, we'll go one of two things. We'll touch it up, or we can sand it down and repaint it, or we can just, you know, sand it down to where it's just flat and we'll wrap it. Some guys don't care. Some people do. I'm going to have this car forever, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
They'll do that and we'll sand it down. So we'll do that for them too. So honestly, one other thing too we do is we paint calipers also. So if you look at that Lambo over there, we did his all black car. We painted his calipers Tiffany blue. And we do such a great job. People are always asking us, how do we do it? Because it looks like it's factory. And that's the whole idea. I want to look like it's factory.
I need to bring my Corvette over there. I've been dying to get the brake calipers. And, you know, I got a
C5. And he wants it wrapped in pink.
Pink? Hey, I got you all day long.
Yeah, dude. I appreciate the offer.
Half off for you, man. I got you.
Thanks. But, you know, the brake calipers on that C5 Corvette, they're ugly. They're not aftermarkets. They don't really look all that great. And
they're big and you can see them.
They're okay.
I'm just talking about that. They're big, and so if you dress them up like you're talking about, then it'll really stand out.
The other thing, I don't know what color I want them. Do I want them silver? No. And right now they're black with silver letters on them. I guess they came from the factory that
way. What color is the car?
Black.
Like, let's do some nice red. Do a nice red on there. Do a nice bright red. We actually call it hip hop red. And it's really bright and, you know,
it'll
reddish.
It'll match your pumps.
And, it'll match all that. Yeah, your red
my
bottoms.
Pumps. Yeah, red
your,
pumps.
Your red bottoms, yeah.
I'm wearing them right now. I'm not going to show them to you, though.
Well, thank God they're under the table.
He knows us.
Oh, he fits well.
Yeah. He does fit, yeah, exactly. And so give me a cross street over there on the Beltway where you are.
Okay, so we're close by I-10. We're in between Westview and Hammerley.
I know
where you are. Right there off of I-10. Yep. So you'll see it from the freeway. We've got a nice big sign that's illuminated all day and all night, so you'll definitely see us out there. So we'd love to have you guys come on over. Maybe you guys can do a radio spot there one day.
You think something like that?
Oh, all day long. I could get that done all day long.
Are you showing your truck?
Yeah. No, we don't want it like that.
We don't want it like that. But
that's what we got now.
What we need to do is we need to let him do his own thing
with
our logo.
We have a great creative department. I can get this truck. I can get it, you know, just give you a render of what it'll look like. And also, speaking of renders, we could do a render like this, make it look whatever you want. We can change it up. You guys can add to it, take off stuff, and think what you want to do. Well, also with our render program, we have a program at the shop, too, that if somebody always comes, people come in and always say, hey, I want to do it. I don't know what it looks like. We have a program at the shop that we can pull up just about any car. We can put a wrap on it. We can put wheels on it. We can lower it. We can raise it up. We can do different backgrounds. And also, I could email it to them, or I can give them a QR code where it comes on their phone. They can look at it for later and say, hey, wife, what do you think about this? I could do this. You know, so we can
get permission.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I know how that is.
What is the warranty? There's a warranty or guarantee or anything?
Most of our wraps have a 3 to 5 year warranty on them. We advise people not to keep it outside all day long, obviously, the Texas heat, because that does, you know, deteriorate anything. It's so hot out here. But that one doesn't. Our PPF has a 10-year warranty on it. The colorful PPF and our regular clear PPF has a 10-year warranty on it.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
we try to take care of our people,
yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Well, Darren, it's great to talk to you, man.
Hey, great to be back on the show again. I look forward to it. Hey, maybe you can use another member, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Always. We're always looking for members.
Hey, there it is.
And where's your shop at again?
1638 West Sam Houston Parkway North. It's right there at the Beltway and I-10, kind of the Memorial City area.
Yeah, I know where you are.
Yep.
Memorial City, or what's it used to be called Town and Country.
Yeah,
now it's called City
Center.
City
Center, right, exactly.
City Center.
A lot of restaurants and shopping and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're always over there getting Starbucks and stuff.
There's some good food in there, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, thank
you
guys for having us.
Thanks.
We appreciate you. Bye. Jeff, we're going to move your Cadillac feature.
Not a problem. You just do what you
got to do. We're going to move it and going to do it in 5 minutes.
No, that's fine.
Because
are you going to go another break or what?
Well, I thought we would do that because we need to get the racing calendar and we need to get your feature in.
Okay, let me get you set up on the break.
Okay, so let's just do that and we'll do that. Are you good with that, David? David doesn't have a microphone today because somebody forgot to bring my microphone, so I'm using David's microphone. And guess who forgot?
No.
You.
No.
Not me. Me forget?
Well, David just told us, but we can't hear him because he doesn't have a microphone.
Here, David. David's good, he says. Okay, well, I didn't want you to feel left out or anything. You're good. Okay. I did want to remind you that the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available 24 hours a day.
It is.
7 days a week through the iHeartRadio app. Do you have that on your phone?
Do you have it on your phone?
I have it.
You need to do it.
Yep. iHeartRadio app. Just look for In Wheel Time Car Talk. We also video stream on Facebook, YouTube, and InWheelTime.com. And podcasts are available at your fingertips on over a dozen of the most popular podcast outlets out there. Hey. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show continues right after this quick break.
Some things just belong together. Chips and queso, beer and barbecue, and the auto show and boat show. January 25th to 29th at NRG Center. One ticket, two great shows. Climb Jeep Mountain, board your dream boat, get the kids hooked on fishing at the Trout Pond, and join Evolve on an EV test drive, including the Ford Lightning. See all the latest models at the Houston Automotive Show, January 25th to 29th. Beat the line and buy online at AutoBotiveShow.com.
Tailpipes and Tacos, Houston's premier car cruise and return, Saturday, April 15th to the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. Bring your Hot Rod, Classic, Resto Mod, or any other vehicle you'd like to show and compete for one of three highly coveted Chili Pepper trophies. This April 15th kickoff event is one you'll want to put on your calendar because 100% of the money you donate for the free tacos will be given to God's Garage. You heard right, free tacos. Whatever you decide to give, all of it will be given to God's Garage and matched by Loopy Tortilla. God's Garage gifts vehicles to single mothers, widows, and wives of deployed military in the greater Houston area. In fact, the garage will gift a vehicle to a mom in need at this special event. Be sure to attend the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In, Saturday, April 15th, 8 to 11 a.m. at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard just south of I-10. Free breakfast tacos for any donation to God's Garage. It'll make your heart and your belly feel good. The award-winning In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available on the most popular podcast channels out there in 30-minute episodes. We realize our three-hour live show can be difficult to catch in its entirety, so now you can listen every day to a convenient, fresh 30-minute episode. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible, along with a dozen more. In Wheel Time has the most informative automotive guest interviews and new car reviews, along with popular features including Conrad's Car Clinic and This Week in Auto History, along with automotive news headlines. Our live broadcast airs every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central, on InWheelTime.com, the iHeart app, and on YouTube. Be sure to say hello when we're broadcasting from the Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise Inn, Autorama, and the Houston Auto Show, among others. Now, it's easier than ever to hear about all things automotive all week long. You're invited to join fellow car enthusiasts in becoming part of the ever-growing In Wheel Time Car Talk family.
Don't forget those 30-minute podcast episodes on your favorite podcast channel.
That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.